him have it, Chris.
Let him have it, Chris. Let him have it, Chris. Let him have it, Chris.
Button. Switch for everything.
You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU East Orange and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org.
No tricks, not this.
My God, this man go on the air, deliver a coded message.
Shut up, man.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not out of my mind.
Oh, come on. Now, we're going to listen to what he said on the air. Because all we're dealing with here, after all, is talk show time against a man's life. And I don't see that as any argument.
I don't see you really upset about this.
It's all right. It's okay.
Get in place.
Chris, stand up and wiggle your hips for us.
Oh, I know that guy,
but we're young and boys.
He's a nihilist.
And I'll smash your face for you, your blockos.
Let you stop there.
Stop it. Shut up.
Conversation is a two-way street.
I'm all safe. I'm going to
drag you up here. I don't get your act at all. I don't think you know what you're trying to do or how to go about it. You. Stupid.
I heard it over the radio.
Real stupid.
I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
And you will not take me over the heaven now over any other spaceless time.
I'll pitch my voice wherever I please.
I'm a famous radio personality now.
Most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
I'm talking about you, Warren. He's always talking about some radio stars I never heard of.
You don't like my stories? You don't have to listen to my program.
Listen to the radio. Find out what's going on. Listen to the talk shows and you will find out what's going on.
Oh,
radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man. The car is just making suicide.
I have an idea now.
First name is
I just hope this man realizes that being able to communicate with people all over the world carries a serious responsibility.
Show the man your power, big. Blast him! Give him some of that tone!
Showtime!
Won't you smile? Blow me kiss for this one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
Very auspicious beginning.
Hey, it's me, Chris T, and I'm about to go on a road trip up to Rhode Island to see my sister. It's her 60th birthday celebration this weekend, and I haven't taken a road trip of this length in quite a while with this car, so I'm a little apprehensive because it sat there pretty much all winter. I recently had the brakes done on it, but I don't really know about anything else here. And I'm debating right now because I've gotten such a late start. It's already just coming up on 8:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Proceed to the route.
That I'm debating whether to go down to what used to be the Hess station and fill up on some diesel. And now that I think about it,
turn right onto JFK Boulevard.
Jesus Christ! Shut up, lady! Oh my God! And the sky doesn't look all that great. They're talking about rain today. I'd also heard snow in the forecast, so also hoping that it doesn't snow too bad. But yeah, my plan was to get out of the house. I thought I would be out. First, I thought I would be out by 6 a.m. Then I thought I would be out by 7 a.m. I ended up staying up late last night, putting together all these pictures for a birthday slideshow up in Rhode Island. And so that kept me up late. And, come on, lady, be quiet. And so now it's 8:30 and I'm just getting on the road. And I'm actually not on the road yet because now I'm going to get some fuel, it seems. Looks like stop right at $15 worth. It's not too bad. I just realized I got no windshield washer fluid, and something tells me I'm going to need it, so I'm going to stop back at the house and get it.
Aspect of the campaign, because really, Cruz is cleaning his clock around the country.
Okay, Delta. Here I am, heading to the George Washington Bridge, and I haven't even gotten out of... I haven't gotten very far. Let's put it that way. I think I'm in Union City. Is that where I am? Union City, headed into Edgewater. And still many, many miles to go. Rhode Island, where I'm headed to my niece's house, is a good 3 hours away. Admittedly, that's probably at 55 miles an hour, and I don't think I'll be driving 55 miles an hour. So I told my niece last night that I would be there by noon. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. It depends on how many times I have to stop to take a leak or whatever, get fuel, buy coffee, that kind of shit. But the car so far seems to be running well. We'll see what happens when I get it up to highway speed. I haven't been on any extended highway trips in a while in this vehicle, which is a 1983 Mercedes-Benz 300D. The D stands for diesel, turbo diesel, and it currently sits at 249,719 miles on the odometer, which is fairly honest mileage. I did have the odometer and the speedometer rebuilt at one point. The odometer had stopped moving. But I told the guy when he rebuilt it to dial it in to where the mileage should be based on the previous owner's estimates. And I consider it a fairly accurate number. So I will surpass 250,000 miles on this car, 250,000 miles on this trip, somewhere on this trip, there and back. Probably on the way back, I think. Or maybe on the way there. And so, that's the update from here. Traffic is moving once more, so I'm going to turn this thing off and go back to listening to Weekend Edition. It's me, Chris T, on aerial view here on a roadkill, on a road trip, headed to Rhode Island, and about to get on to the George Washington Bridge. I'm actually in Fort Lee, about to make this right turn here, right on red. Well, that's a nice pile of rubble. I wonder what they knocked down over there. There's Babe's Taxi, still there after all these years. And I'm looking for an Easy Pass lane. I'll take a cash and an Easy Pass lane. All right, I got me an Easy Pass lane, and I got the go sign, and I'm on the George Washington Bridge. It's been many, many years. This is still one of my favorite bridges. I think it's a lovely bridge, built in, 30. Might have been a few years later than that, 33 maybe. And famously, it was supposed to be covered with panels. You know, it's got this steel exoskeleton, I guess is the word. But they were supposed to cover this up with panels, and then they ran out of money, as the story goes. And they never did cover it up with panels. And of course, I think we all prefer it this way, right? And so far, the weather seems to be holding. It's not raining, it's not snowing. And there goes a Port Authority police car right around me, man. That guy just... Whoa, he's on the tail of somebody. I don't know who, but man, at first I thought that was some dickhead who was essentially driving like a maniac, and it turns out it's a Port Authority policeman who's riding on somebody's ass and kind of driving like a dick, I'll be honest. And now he's turned on his lights, and now he appears to be pulling somebody over in a minivan, no less. I wonder what they did. Did they somehow blow through the toll without paying? All right. And now I'm on the Cross Bronx Expressway, along with the BQE, one of my least favorite roads in this area. And I don't know which is worse. I've spent many an hour of my life crawling on both of these roads. But right now, I gotta say, it's moving nicely. I'm not complaining. I'm doing about 50 miles an hour here, so if I can keep doing that all the way to the New England Thruway, whatever the hell they call it, that goes up along the edge of Connecticut, I don't know why we don't go to Connecticut more often. It's really an easy trip. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, as they say. Not getting any complaints from the car so far. The oil pressure looks good. I got a full tank of gas. I should say diesel. Or fuel. And the temperature's doing very well here. The engine temperature. And so far, this trip has been pretty smooth sailing. But admittedly, I'm not that far into it. I still got that whole length of highway to go through Connecticut, which can be awful. It's me, Chris T, on Aerial View on a roadkill road trip to Rhode Island. And I've been driving almost a solid hour now. And I'm well into Connecticut. And my least favorite thing about, you know, driving on a highway like this, like 95, not only is it just kind of boring because you don't really see much, it's not terribly scenic. But people are fucking nuts. I mean, they're just nuts in the way they drive. I mean, I'm over here, you know, doing 80 mostly, and people are acting like I'm in their way. You know, just trying to desperately get out in front of me. And, you know, I'm leaving a car length between me and the Toyota in front of me, for instance. Which is not enough at this speed, obviously. Just so somebody won't come in there and just slide their car in there. Because that's what goes on. They're like, oh, you're not going fast enough. Get the fuck out of my way. And it's kind of nuts. Undercover police car just passed me on the right. Undercover only in that it had no markings on it. It did have a light bar on top. But I guess it's like a hybrid police car. Not quite undercover. And I don't know. At that point, I was doing 80, and I was like, oh, great. But he went right past me, so he must have other business at hand. And the day is still nice. The weather's still good. No precipitation as of yet, so I'm happy about that. I've got one good windshield wiper in the trunk. I don't know why I don't have two 20-inch windshield wipers. I have no idea. But there you go. And I'm hoping to be in Rhode Island around noon, 1 p.m. I'm debating whether to go straight to Warwick or maybe make a stop in Providence first. I have to look into things here. But here I am on boring 95, running along the Connecticut coast, and about to, I think I went past, what was that? I want to say I went past Danbury, but I don't know these cities very well. I don't come up here all that often. And, you know, I have to say, I was really curious that my sister, all those years ago, decided to camp for Rhode Island. I still don't know why. I mean, I may have asked her at one point. I don't know if she ever told me. So maybe that's a conversation we can have when I get up there. Oh, look at that little log cabin right on the side of 95. What a strange place to put your log cabin. I wonder if that thing must predate this road somehow, because why would you put it right there? I don't know why, but Rhode Island is a little inconvenient in terms of us seeing each other more than we get to. And, you know, I'm just not in the habit of making 3.5-hour trips. A lot of you out there probably are. Maybe you drive long distances on a regular basis. That would be an interesting conversation to have one of these days. All right, well, things were smooth sailing, and now we're kind of at a standstill here. And I see flashing lights up ahead, and I think it's that same hybrid undercover police car that went past me a few miles back. And I don't know if that means that he was rushing to the scene of an accident, or somebody's getting pulled over and everybody's rubbernecking. I don't know. This is a rubbernecking delay, if you ask me. I've been driving long enough to know one when I see one. And this is why, if they ever do get this whole automated vehicle thing going on, it could really improve something like this. Because an automated vehicle is not going to slow down to look at an accident, or slow down to look at somebody pulled over on the side of the road. I don't think you're going to have a rubbernecking issue with an automated vehicle. And I like to keep up with everything that's happening in that world, and it is an exciting time right now, by the way, in the world of automated vehicle research. And you'll see more and more of this automation make its way into automobiles. I don't think there'll ever come a time when you'll just be flinging yourself down the highway and you won't be seated behind the wheel. I just don't know that we as human beings will ever get to that moment. Although, who knows? It could well end up being a Minority Report type of thing, or whatever that Will Smith movie was. What was the one where he was in the self-driving car? We might get to that moment. We're not at it yet. I'm driving my own car. And, alright, so there's the... Is that what everyone was rubbernecking at? There's a semi on the side of the road, a tanker yanker, and he's got some of those orange triangles out behind his truck, and he's pulled over with his flashers on. But he's safely on the shoulder. And is that really what was causing everybody to slow down? It couldn't have been that simple. All right. It's Chris T on a roadkill road trip to Rhode Island in Connecticut. Been driving about an hour and a half now, and right now I got a Chevy Suburban or whatever the fuck it is on my ass for the last I want to say 20 miles and just tailgating the living shit out of me. I actually got this thing up to about 85, 90 just to get away from this dude because he wants this left lane and he's crawling up my fucking ass. Oh, why do people have to be such assholes? Why? It's probably a small dick motherfucker in an SUV, is what he is. This tiny little penis. Asshole. You fucking asshole. Just wants everybody out of his way. No one's going fast enough. I'm doing almost 85 miles an hour. And that's not fast enough for this dick. This is why I hate going on road trips like this. I mean, believe me, I would like nothing more than to take a beautiful trip across this country on some of the less traveled roads, back roads, whatever you want to call them. But this shit, this 95 can go fuck itself, frankly. With everybody going like a bat out of hell. Buddy, I hope you crash. That's what I hope for you. There he goes, getting ready to pass me. Douching a fucking Chevy. Suburban. Whatever it is. It's a huge black SUV with a small dick motherfucker at the wheel. And no one's going fast enough for him on this two-lane stretch of Route 95 up through Connecticut. And he's finding himself frustrated because he can't pass me. There's not enough room, you dick. But he's going to keep trying. Alright, it's coming up on about 10:15 a.m. Saturday morning. Bit chilly outside, but the weather's holding. It's not raining. No snow. Thankful for that. And I'm headed to Rhode Island for my sister's 60th birthday celebration, which is tonight, surprise party, and then tomorrow, Sunday, I think we're going to some kind of brunch. I got a car full of stuff, clothes that I had to bring up, I got gifts, I got all kinds of shit, and none of it's in the trunk because the trunk doesn't lock, so there's that. Somebody's pulled over up ahead, I see flashing lights. I'm trying not to get pulled over myself. Hey, it's me, Chris T, on an aerial view roadkill road trip to Rhode Island, and I am now in Rhode Island. I just crossed over into Rhode Island a few moments ago, and I'm making really good time. And it looks like I will be in Providence in a little over a half an hour. So there's a stop I want to make in Providence. And maybe I'll get a quick bite to eat or something before I head over to Warwick to my niece's house. And it has occurred to me that I'm trying to do all of this without being spotted anywhere by my sister, because that would tend to spoil the surprise. So I hope when I'm driving from Providence to Warwick, we don't cross paths somewhere. I gotta say, Providence, Rhode Island, I've been there now a bunch of times because my sister does live up here, and I really like it. I wish I could spend some time there, like actually go for a visit where there weren't, you know, other things going on with my sister or my niece or something, where I could just spend some time poking around Providence and seeing what it's all about. And maybe that will happen at some point in the future. Anyway, Providence is straight ahead. All right, well, I've changed my mind. I'm going to stop by my niece's first because I'm almost there. I think it's like 10 miles from where I am right now. So I'm going to stop by there and unload some stuff from the car and maybe just check in with her and see what she's doing. And I mean, this party is still over 6 hours away, so obviously there's time to go to Providence, and maybe she wants to go with me. We'll see, because I'm almost there. This is Chris T on Aerial View on a roadkill road trip to Rhode Island. And you may have heard recently that there was a bit of controversy in Rhode Island over their new slogan that they were trying out, or that they actually created with the hopes of luring more tourists to Rhode Island. And the slogan, if I'm remembering correctly, was warmer but cooler. Something like that. And everybody found it incredibly dumb, and it got mocked mercilessly on social media. And the guy, I think, that hired the guy that came up with the slogan lost his job, and it was just a whole thing. Anyway, here I am in Rhode Island. I'm about, I think at this point, 10 miles away from my destination, and then maybe there'll be a trip into Providence. We'll see. Hey, it's me, Chris T, on a Aerial View roadkill road trip to Rhode Island. And I just left the Oyster Bar, where we had a little birthday brunch for my sister. It's very nice down here in what's called Point Juliet.
Continue on Commander Oliver Hazard Perry Highway, then turn left.
In Rhode Island. And I forget what the hell the name of the Oyster Bar was, but
turn left, then turn left onto Commander Oliver Hazard Perry Highway.
We had a lovely time. I had the Caesar salad with some lobster, and I had what the hell else?
Turn
I had
left
some clam chowder.
Oliver Hazard Perry Highway.
Matanuck. Matanuck. MATUNUCK.
6 miles. Keep right on Commodore Perry Highway.
Matanuck Oyster Bar is what it's called. And it's like farm to table. They have their own oyster farm, and everything is nice and fresh. The lobster was delicious. It was a lovely time there with my brother and my sister and my sister's kids and my great niece. I guess that's what you call her. My niece's kid. And now I'm headed for home. It's, is it really that late already? Wow. I didn't realize that was the time. But it's after, no, there's something wrong here. Is it really after 1 o'clock? I guess it is. Yeah, it's 1:20. And I'm headed for home, and I hope to be home by 4:15, thereabouts. But the party last night was pretty good. For my sister, a lot of people showed up.
In half a mile, keep right on Commodore Perry Highway.
And good time was had by all. I drank lots of red wine. Hey, it's me, Chris T, on an Aerial View roadkill road trip from Rhode Island. I'm leaving Rhode Island, and the car is about to turn 250,000 miles. I got a little less than 1 mile to go. Let's count it down. About a half a mile. Bing, there it is. 250,000 miles. Woohoo! On this car. This 1983 Mercedes-Benz 300D turbo diesel, built in Stuttgart, Germany. And when it was new, quite an expensive car. One of the first cars imported to the United States with four-wheel disc brakes, believe it or not. But that's about it for safety features. Oh, yeah, it's got safety belts, too. I forgot about those. But other than that, there's no airbags in this sucker. And there's no stability control, and there's no anti-skid brakes. And none of that other stuff. It's pretty old school. Anyway, I love this car, and I'm really happy with the way it's performing on this trip. I did put a little bit of oil in it before I left my sister's house this morning, and it probably could use some more oil. I don't doubt it. If I were to pull over and check, and at some point I may have to pull over to use the bathroom or something, and then I will. But if I don't have to, I'm gonna keep going straight on for home. And the GPS lady in my phone just told me it's 123 miles. Stay on 95 for 123 miles. So there you go. Good old boring, non-scenic Route 95 down along the coast once again. And I think on the way back, I'm going to take the Tappan Zee Bridge rather than the George Washington, because that tends to be less congested, less traffic, going over the Tappan Zee, and then I'll make my way down 9W or the Palisades Parkway or something, just for the sake of my own sanity and to stay off the goddamn Cross Bronx on a Sunday. And so more reports from 95 as they occur to me or as situations warrant. Just passing Hartford, Connecticut, and another city I have yet to explore. Is there any reason to go to Hartford? You tell me. What do they got there in Hartford that you can't get elsewhere, for instance? And there's the beautiful Long Island Sound shimmering to my left. And I gotta say, I got no complaints about how the traffic's been moving so far. I know I've just doomed myself by even mentioning it. So we'll see if it keeps going like this, but I've been able to move at a fairly decent pace so far. And even right now I'm doing about 50 in this little bit of congestion just outside of Hartford here. So I hope to be home by 4 p.m. That'll be nice. So then I can put together this here aerial view show and throw together a newsletter, and I don't have to think about it on Monday. I want to take a moment to thank everybody that's listening to this. I don't know. I'm going to issue my usual disclaimer here because I don't know how many people that is. I have no idea who's listening, who's not listening. And it's hard to operate this program in such a vacuum. And it's one of my frustrations and one of my reasons for wanting to move on. But if you are listening and you are appreciating the shows that I've been doing, thank you for doing that. Send me some feedback when you get a chance. You could send me an email, ct@wfmu.org, or you can weigh in on the playlist to put some comments down. Thanks. I got a Honda up my ass, by the way. I'm just saying, this Honda has been up my ass for quite a while now. I wonder where that Audi went, the Audi that was up my ass. Sunday drivers, you gotta love them. Hey, it's me, Chris T, on an aerial view. Roadkill road trip, coming back from Rhode Island, and wow. Driving makes me angry. I might have road rage. I don't know. But, you know, I was doing really well, and then I hit this stretch here, just outside of Darien, Connecticut. And now we're, it's stop and go, bumper to bumper, and things ain't moving all that well. Let's just put it that way. And I wish I had remembered this part of 95 and peeled off and went in some other direction. I could have shot over to the west a little bit and then made my way down south to the Tappan Zee. But no, not me. Hey, it's me, Chris T. Headed for the Tappan Zee Bridge, almost there, and I got a Kia that's crawling up my ass now. It's always something crawling up your ass, but in this case, it's a fucking Kia. And the guy thinks, apparently, we're in some kind of race here. Like, he just wants to be in front of me. Oh, it's so exhausting. It really is exhausting. I don't know how people do this for a living. God bless all of you who drive for a living. Just saying. And so soon I will be over the Tappan Zee. And hopefully when I get on 9W, things will be a little more sedate. Let's just put it that way. We got another mad dog over here in a Mercedes C250 with Florida plate 721. 50G is in George, who's coming up at a high rate of speed. And driving aggressively, he wants that left lane. He wants to hammer down. Now he's hammering down in the right lane. And where he's going in such a hurry is anybody's guess. Maybe he's got a pregnant woman in the car. Who knows? And meanwhile, the Kia is still on my ass, and I am still within reach of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Just within reach. Should be there in 5 minutes or less, actually. And there goes that Mercedes. Making his move. Left lane closed up ahead. Better get over. All right, I'm on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Woohoo. I'm in the left lane, so you're going to have to move on over so I can exit. And, you know, they're building a new bridge right alongside of the old Tappan Zee, and they're making quite a bit of progress here. Didn't someone die in a bridge-related accident recently, putting this bridge together? This new one? Thought I read in the paper somehow some people on a barge or something ran into something and are no longer among the living. And I wonder how many people this new bridge will claim before they're done with it. We're coming to almost a complete stop here on the Tappan Zee. Let me get over in this right lane so I could exit when I need to. And I'm in the right lane now, and we're at a complete stop. So I can get a really good look at the new bridge. Well, the pilings for the new bridge, anyway, the support for the new bridge. Because this here Tappan Zee Bridge is old and in bad shape. I don't know yet if there's been any talk about whether they're going to turn this into like a high line type of thing and allow pedestrians on this, or if they're just planning on dismantling it. Who knows? It might be nice to walk across this thing and hang out on it for a little bit. Although it may be structurally, who knows? They may not want people doing that. I think they probably should take it down. That's just me. And who knows if there'll be any pedestrian walkways on the new bridge that they're putting up. But things moving slowly across the Tappan Zee. Maybe a little bit of a jam up at the other end of it, but I am going to bail out. I don't think I'm headed to the Palisades Parkway. I think I'm going to take the more sedate 9W south and snake along the Hudson River. 9W on a Sunday, it can move slow just because of all the people who like to use it for a bike path. There's all these people. And I have no problem with people who bike. I really don't. You know, if you want to get on a bicycle and get some good exercise and get some fresh air and not spew pollutants into the atmosphere, I say go for it. I think my only issue with some of these people is how they feel like they're in the Tour de France or something, and they wear all these sponsor labels on their clothing like they're actually being sponsored. And I don't think they are. I think they just, it's weird. It's like they're emulating the look of professional bicycle racers. I don't get it. Maybe they are professional, but I somehow think they're like weekend warriors. And again, I don't get it. I got a good view of the new bridge from here, and it's going to be considerably higher. I think that was one of the complaints with this Tappan Zee bridge, is they built it too low, and the difficulty in getting different kinds of commercial vessels underneath it. So the new bridge is going to be considerably higher up in the air. And, you know, I am shooting dash cam footage here, although I may have filled up the card by now, who knows. But I will try to put some of the dash cam footage up along with this show. All right, I'm on 9W. I spotted my first biker. There's my second biker. I don't mean motorcyclist. I mean somebody on a bicycle. And I'm sure there'll be many, many more because the weather's nice. Oh, look at this monstrosity they put up over here. Jeez, that's ugly. I've always really enjoyed this little ride down 9W here in the towns of Upper Grandview and whatever the hell else they're called. They all end in On Hudson, the names of these towns. And Piermont, the town of Piermont up ahead. But it's a lovely little drive if you ever get the chance to take it. And you could ride quite a ways on 9W, actually. There are for sale signs all over this area, though. Every time I'm up here, I'm always amazed by just how many for sale signs there are. I've counted 5 or 6 already in the short little distance I've gone. There's another one. And I don't know why people are fleeing this area. I'd be curious to find out why there's been so many residential home sales. Is it because of the construction of the new bridge? There's another one. And another one. Or are these people aging out and they want to move to a warmer climate and their kids don't want to live here, don't want their house? Is that it? I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of impressive when you see just how many houses are for sale up here on 9W with a fantastic view of the Hudson River and the Tappan Zee Bridge and on over to the other side. You know, if it wasn't so inconvenient to get to work from here, I would consider living up this way. But it's for someone who works in Manhattan. I mean, I suppose it can be done. People do it. I guess they get on a bus and they go in here. They go into the city. But it's not for me. I wouldn't do it. Maybe I could live in Piermont if they ran a ferry. But that ferry would be ridiculously expensive, I'm sure, to get to work every day, because even the ferry that I take, which is like a 6 or 7 minute ride across the Hudson, is not cheap. There's another for sale sign. I pay $272 a month to take that ferry. And yes, there's another for sale sign. And yes, it includes a free bus and another for sale sign. This one is land for sale. Yes, it includes a free bus on the other side, but hey, it's still expensive. Oh, man. You know, my adrenaline levels are coming back down to normal, my blood pressure, everything, because I don't have assholes crawling up my butt and douchebags in German luxury sedans. And yes, I know I'm in a German luxury sedan, but it's a really old one. So I don't know. 1983, let's do the math. It's 2016. I can't even do that math. That's how pathetic I am. 33 years old, this car? Could that be? Oh, and look, a bicyclist just, you know, rode out into the street here. Rode out into the road. Oh, man. I just saw a whole group of them going north, and they were all in those silly outfits that they wear with the sponsor labels all over them. And, you know, one guy, they're supposed to ride single file, and they don't, you know. And one guy, of course, was trying to move ahead of the rest of them. I'm sure he drives a German luxury sedan and drives like an asshole. But he, you know, I could just imagine what this guy's life like. I was imagining for just a moment him sitting around with all of his bicycle riding buddies, and they're all talking about fancy schmancy bikes and how much they spent on their front wheels and why they have a, why they, you know, you need to have a smaller front wheel than a back. I don't fucking know. Carbon fiber this and... ugh. It all sounds so grueling somehow. I just... I don't know what it is about me. I guess there's something wrong with me, man, because when I... when somebody is that in... oh, look at this guy going downhill. Woohoo! Yeah, baby! You go! He's all leaned forward on his special handlebars. Ah, man. I know as I say these things, and as you're listening to them, if you're indeed listening to this, and again, I even though I brought my Zoom recorder, my Zoom H6, it's just a little hard to hold in front of your face like this, and I didn't feel like dealing with mounting it to the windshield, to the rearview mirror, and I may need something smaller, something better than this Sony and smaller than that Zoom, somewhere in the in between, something in that sweet spot that I could record with like this while I'm going down the road. And so apologies for any audio quality issues, but to me it's more about the content anyway than the audio quality. So, but I, you know, I guess when people are that enthusiastic about something, there's just, it's somehow, and maybe because it's not my enthusiasms, I don't know. Here's a group of bicyclists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, 7 all in a row, riding up each other's butts. Isn't that cute? All right, and I'm on 9W trying to make up for some time here. I was behind this big old red pickup truck. This person is obviously doing a lot of camping on their bike. They are loaded down with shit. And I'm maybe, I got another half an hour before I'm at the house, so that'll be nice. Get home, get a little relaxed, and then start putting together this aerial view show. How's that? All right, things are going a little slow over here. Down 9W, and I blame these, I don't know what to call them, bicyclists, bicycle riders, I really don't know. I'm encountering more and more of them as I get further south. Here's a group of like 8 or 9 of them. And again, they don't really ride single file. They're just sort of all over the place. And people are driving very cautiously around them, as could be understood. So we're all crawling along here. I got a chance to bust a move, and I'm going to do it. Because I got a slow poke over here in a Nissan. This guy's out for a Sunday drive. Going about as slow as he can. So, just passed him. And, depending on what I hit when I get on River Road there over south of the George Washington Bridge, and it could be very congested today because people like to go out to the shopping centers that are open, to the Hudson County shopping centers, because Bergen County still has blue laws, and so if they want to go shopping, they go out there. And it's, so it could be a lot of traffic for a Sunday, just saying. But I'll be home. I'll be home before 4:30. Anyway, I'm not planning on making any stops. There, I have passed everybody. Good for me. Here's my left to get onto River Road. I got a green light. Got to wait on this here traffic. I'm not waiting on this guy because he's dogging it. Screw that guy. And here comes my right. And I used almost a full tank of gas to get there and back. And since I left the restaurant, I've gone just over 169 miles. Oh, man. Thanks for listening to this here aerial view roadkill road trip to Rhode Island and back. And I may have one or two more reports before we're done here. So I won't say goodbye just yet. Oh, look, more bicycle riders, more bicyclists. They usually, you usually don't see them once you hit the George Washington Bridge. Just south of that, you don't really see them anymore. That seems to be their gathering point. There's this cafe over here. It's not a cafe. I guess it's a bicycle shop with a cafe on it, added to it, included in it, whatever. And that seems to be where they congregate for their bike rides. Because I guess they got to take the bike on the car, right? Attach the bike to the car, and then take the bike off the car, and then go for their ride to nowhere and back. Again, look, I know I can be as big an asshole as anybody else. Believe me, I'm fully aware of that. It may be one of my saving graces, if not my only saving grace, is self-awareness. So let me reiterate that I don't hate bicyclists or bicycle riders. I have nothing against them. I kind of wish I was one, in a way, because I think it's just like a really good way to get your aerobic thing going on without, you know, destroying the joints in your body. So I have no issue with anybody that wants to be healthy. Just went around that indecisive asshole. We didn't know whether he wanted to park or not park or what. So my issue is really with the ones who slap the logos all over themselves. They brand themselves. I don't know what they're doing with all the sponsorship shit. And it looks like they're in the Tour de France and they're not. There, I said it. Stop doing that if you can, people. Hey, it's me, Chris T. Almost home. I'm over here in Edgewater, which looks completely different than it did when I first moved to Edgewater back in whatever the hell it was. I want to say 1992, because I lived in Tenafly from 87 to 92. And then I had to get out of there because they were selling the house that I was renting a room in. Oh, and the guy behind me in the Chevy is picking his nose. Good for you, pal. Dig for gold. And so I had to get out of that house, and I found a place in Tenafly, and I think the room I was renting was $400 a month, and it had a beautiful picture window with a fantastic view of the George Washington Bridge and the Hudson River and Upper Manhattan. And it was, you could lie in bed at night and see the lights on the bridge twinkling there. It was quite lovely. I had good years in that place. But the problem with that place is, well, the landlord was on the premises. He lived down the hall from me, really across the hall from me. And he rented the room downstairs. I think he rented a couple of other rooms in that place. And there were always these weird transients living there. Ugh. So it was awful. And you had the common spaces you had to share with them, like the downstairs kitchen and the which I rarely if ever used, and then there was a little dining room, I guess, and there was a little porch out back, and I mostly stayed in my room with two cats, no less. That was the best part. And I'm amazed actually that the landlord allowed me to have the two cats in there. That still kind of blows my mind. But back then, this road didn't even exist. The road that I'm on now, River Road here in Edgewater, they hadn't put it in yet. And to see what's gone on since then and just how much it's been built up and how many businesses have gone in over here and the amount of residences that they put up, the condo towers, and along with it all of the traffic that now is on this road at just about any hour of the day or night, it's kind of remarkable to see. And I don't know how I feel about it, frankly. I mean, I feel like if I ever do move to California, if we ever do get there, that this is a good immersion technique. This is a good way to get used to the idea of forever being stuck in traffic, because I would put this traffic up against theirs any day. So there's that. Almost home. We'll be there shortly. And it looks like I'm putting this thing in the garage because the missus has parked on the street. And I'm going to try to back it in if I can. And then I got to unload it. And then I got to get all that crap in the house. And I might do one last report when I get home. So I won't say goodbye just yet. Oh, Lord. I'm almost there. I think this will be my last report. Unless I see something extraordinary happen. I got Manhattan on my left. And it says Union City on my right. I don't really know. West New York? Is it West New York? Hey, nice job, you fucking asshole. Turning right in front of me, pulling a fucking U-turn, you douche. Jesus Christ, some guy in a Volkswagen sedan, a Passat or a Jetta or something, just literally pulled a U-turn right in front of me. Oh my God, again I ask, what's wrong with people? What is wrong with you people? And I was just enjoying the sunshine and the beautiful day. Oh, and there is the houses, that very famous stretch of houses over here that were immortalized by none other than Edward Hopper. These four Weehawken houses. And they don't look the same so much as they did when he did them, when he drew them, painted them, whatever the hell he did. But I think it's cool they're there. And oh, look, there's the Freedom Tower. And I can see the Atlantic Yards Project, and there's the Empire State Building. And boy, there's a lot of people out here. And I'm cutting a right. I'm cutting through Weehawken here on my way home. Rather than put up with any more of Boulevard East, as they call it, which is really JFK Boulevard East. Because there's going to be a lot of looky-loos out today because the weather's nice. And they're all going to be looking, taking pictures in front of the Manhattan backdrop. So I am going to very carefully make my way over to my house. And again, thank all of you for listening to Aerial View. I do appreciate it. Get out of the street, you fuck. And just trying to think if there's anything to report. Oh yeah, I've got the date for my next foot surgery. It's May 6th. So, again, I'm faced with the decision of when to pull the plug on this thing. And I'm trying to stick to July. I'm trying not to weaken. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes with the next foot surgery and whether or not I feel like continuing to put this thing together. Oh, they're doing The Little Mermaid here. The Weehawken High School presents The Little Mermaid. Is that today? Yeah, I don't know. There's the Weehawken Water Tower. Hello, Water Tower. It's a great landmark. If you ever get lost, I guess. I mean, really lost. I hate this piece of road here because it's very narrow and people park on both sides of it. And hard time getting past this guy. And this guy, too. Come on, you douche. Come on by, you douche. All right. Hello, neighbor. All right, here we go. I'm going to back in. All right, that'll do it. I am home. I'm parked in the garage, and now to empty out the car, relax for a bit, and get started on this new aerial view. Thanks, everybody.